Hi, everyone. Welcome to the panel show. Each show, we bring together two real journalists and two improvisers in character to talk about real-world topics, issues, and events. The panel show is brought to you by the Hebrew letter Gimel and the Roman numeral X. All right, Andrew Coyne, what are your thoughts?
I guess the NDP's problem is that Singh did just well enough to stay on, but not well enough to actually advance their cause. And I think we're going to be reminded, unfortunately, now that the campaign is over, of some of his failings as a leader. And to be fair to him, it's tough for anybody to move from provincial politics to federal politics, to go from being premier, let alone, you know, basically a fairly inexperienced a member of the provincial parliament.
Aunt Maureen, what are your thoughts?
Oh, God. I think it's nice for these older, rich white people to get to kind of play jail for a bit before the world ends. No consequences, no harm done, just kind of, what does this feel like, you know? And that's fun, you know? I think cosplay is something that I've heard, and that's what it, I find this to be quite a charming story.
Everybody's talking about Western alienization. But we're in Toronto, so let's not.
Yes. Touché.
Let's just skip over that.
Catherine Hepburn, Canadian politics is new to you, but you were very progressive in your day, always out there for women's right to vote and abortion rights and all those things. What are your thoughts on the recent Canadian election?
Well, it wasn't a woman among them, was there?
Well, there was Elizabeth May.
Oh, no, but no, I mean, seriously, you know. I would like to see really making moves on one of the leading parties. That's nothing against Ms. May. We absolutely agree on things.
Well, you take Andrew Scheer there, a guy like that, he reminds me of Mr. Potter, you know, from It's a Wonderful Life. Like, just shave his head, put him in a wheelchair, and he's a twisted old soul that you got there trying to take down the old savings and loan. So what we got to do is, I mean, I think you get him in a wheelchair and can just push him down a hill or something, get him in a river. Like, that's what really should have happened.
Jesse Brown, what do you have any thoughts on this?
Why do they invite the press to the spy school? Because nobody's afraid of the press anymore. Mm. Why do they have a surveillance school out in the open? Because it's out in the open that we're being surveyed. There is an acceptance that, brazen acceptance that we're being watched and monitored.
This is why. Is this a it's a podcast.
It is a podcast.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know how to get that.